Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another wonderful BBS radio program. Today is Friday. I guess TGIF there. So the date today is May 13, 2016. So let's clear the date. Here we go, everybody. If it's bothering you, so I'm clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's clear a situation that you're dealing with, emotional trauma or something, maybe some pain. So think of it. This is a program that you're running. Unfortunately, it may not look that way, but they're not on timelines. Typically, the real you is perfect, and the other yous that come in every 10 minutes aren't. So you want to get rid of those energies. So at first, it might sound kind of upsetting for me to say that, you know, but once you start catching on that, yeah, man, when the real me comes out, I feel great. And other than that, I feel maybe not the greatest. So here we go. Let's clear your situation. So counting to 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. Let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And as you have up right now, we'll energize them with peace energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And we'll get rid of some aliens that could be creeping around you, hanging inside of you, around in the room. They may want to leave. So here we go. I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They get a bus ticket out of here one way and not to return. They've been doing harm to you. So here we go, or to other people here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everybody, let's see if our co-host is out there. Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello, and welcome, listeners. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. This is the place, and he is the person to get you back connected to source energy, which actually you're always have been connected to, but you get blocked from your own source energy by all the densities on this planet, and then Ron releases those for us. So we appreciate you, Ron. We have a good show planned tonight, Ron. We have so many emails, I don't know how we'll even get through all of them. I do want to make a couple of important announcements, and you might want to write this down because there's been so many things going on recently. But on Saturday, May 21st at 10 a.m., will be the next alien Android hardware removal call. It will last for 2.5 hours, and it costs $30. And just like the last one, you send in a donation to Ron through PayPal on his website. And you don't have to send in the receipt yet, maybe a little closer the week of the call. Send it to Ron, and then he'll send you a phone number and a PIN. And the other very exciting news, because so many people have been asking for this, Ron is going to once again do the organ restoration call, and that's going to be on June 27th, which is a Monday, and that'll be at about 5:15. There's a Pacific time. There's a radio show that day that lasts from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. So at 5:15, Ron will be starting that organ restoration call. And if you were on the previous two, you know how wonderful that is. And if you haven't, I don't know, Ron, if you want to talk about that a little.
what we do is help you out with your body organs. So that'll be on the 27th of next month. And just put, in a sense, put new energy into them, more spirit energy, take away stuff that could be problematic for you. So maybe we can get some testimonials from people who was on the one quite a while ago. I wanted to do it every 6 months, but last year it didn't seem to work out that way in June. So or I should say it was around June, I think we did it. And then we're going to do one at the end of the year, I believe. And just the two involved with doing stuff to even bring it up. So it's on again. And then we'll get some testimonials, maybe from back then or people who've been on it to talk about it. And the one coming up, which will be, I think, let me see, we have another one coming, which will...
The 21st.
Yeah, the 21st one, let me see, that one will be the Android hardware removal. So that's this month. So this month we have one special call, and it's on Saturday the 21st. At 10 a.m., $30 donation. So that's coming up this month. The one that will be next month, I believe, is going to be on a Monday, if not mistaken. So back to you, Ed.
Okay, and we have a testimonial on the last call. And the person said, just closed down on me. The person said that, they forgot to give you this testimonial. Here it is, on the hardware removal call. And during it, you said something about finding layers of green goo. So for 3 nights after the show, I ran the green goo mist clearing all night. Not sure if it was the same, but ran it anyway. Would that be the same green goo, Ron, that you found when you were kind of clearing that stuff off of us that we have the clearing for?
Yes, I would say that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that was a very wise listener. Great idea. And then she goes on to say, you gave us earth water to drink that day on Saturday. That was a new one, and it was wonderful, almost sweet. Loved it. And also loved the copper water, which you gave us, that was so different from the others. So Ron, on his calls, always does charge a lot of water for us, which is wonderful. And he often does the copper water. And on that call, he did a special new thing for us, which was that earth water. Do you remember doing that, Ron? It was great.
I remember something like that. Yeah, I think we did do earth water. I can vaguely remember it. So.
Okay. So on the calls this week, you've been enlisting people into the special forces to join the time-traveling soldiers to protect the planet. And someone asked who, and I know this person is enlisted, can we ask our soldiers if they can protect us or give us extra help?
Yeah, if you're enlisted, yes, you could ask that. See what happens. Good idea. I don't see why you couldn't do that.
Okay. And someone else, I believe you did discuss this, so I'll just confirm for listeners. This person is enlisted, and they would like to enlist now with a different country. So how exactly do they do that? And also they're wondering, are you going to do the enlistment on tomorrow's four-hour ascension preparation call?
Yeah, I could also do it tomorrow. And I did not do it tonight because I think everybody on the call was on the last call. But if you were, I didn't hear you or you're new, please send me an email and we'll make arrangements for that. But it is, right now it's pretty intense. I won't say where we're battling, but it's very intense right now. So anyway, if you feel like you're overdosed and you feel more tired than normal or something, you may want to ask for a couple of days off or something. But then some people who I talk to, they say, "Yep, bring it on." Anyway, but if you are feeling a little tired, then you can do that. You can also enlist in a different group if you want. For me, the difference is the Americans kind of do a lot of planning, in a sense, and before they do something. So that's great. The Russians, on the other hand, when they smell a rat, they're after it, okay? Instantly. They don't take any kind of questioning, because they know that they shouldn't be there, where the Americans may be a little more diplomatic. Now, the Chinese, these are the only three groups that I have for bodyguards, so I kind of know the way they respond. Remember, I mean, the other tribes are talking about this a long time ago. I could never find the Chinese. I go, wonder where they are. You know, the other groups are all in all the other countries. The Chinese I just couldn't find. And the reason is because they only come around and help out when they can have a 100% win. So they don't want to have any casualties. And so they're much more, I don't know what word to use. The word could be conservative or maybe cautious or something. But when they're needed, they come in instantly. And they're in and out without even blinking an eye. So that's the way the Chinese work. So that's the three that I have noticed. Other people, and the Africans, are very, very large and powerful. All the other countries, I don't really have that much going on as far as sensing them. Now, if any of you out there belong to a group and you wanted to send us a quick little, ditty about how it feels to be with them, that'd be wonderful. That way we could talk about it a little bit here. Maybe I can even bring them into your room if you like. So that's your invitation, everybody. Hopefully we'll get some emails on that. But let's just try to cover as many as we can tonight, Ann.
Okay. I think it was last Friday you brought in the energy of the soldiers, and that's very nice. So if you're listening and your ethnicity wasn't covered, you know, call and let us know. Someone wrote in to say they feel a deep peace and strength at being since they've been enlisted. And somebody else said they've asked to work with family members who were in the military, father, uncle, both grandfathers, all deceased. So that's interesting.
Good, yeah. Very, very good, yes. That's great. Yeah, if you are a timid person, we'll say, and you enlisted, boy, your whole personality here or demeanor would actually probably change because you have that support with you, and they don't need any wimpy people. So they're not going to make you into a wimp. Maybe you go through boot camp three times or something, but you're going to come out much stronger and have probably a lot more self-esteem when you get that. Talking to people, you know, throughout the years of doing this here, or knowing people, I think I did it maybe 2-3 years ago, and when you talk to them, their whole demeanor changes, or has changed, where they're more secure in themselves. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, you announced to us a couple of weeks ago that, you know, a lot of aliens are gone, like there's been a lot of successes, and of course, we're all excited to see changes on the planet. Someone asked, do you think we'll have less holograms with all those aliens gone?
I don't know. I'd like to say yes, but, you know, the holograms that they put you on could be less, but, you know, the ones that are here doing that, it all depends, you know, where they are in the Beyondo or if they're, you know, hiding in the earth doing this to you. So I guess, you know, is it going to get better? I certainly hope so. But, you know, I don't know. But I do know that you should be feeling some more peace energy. So back to you.
Okay. And then you have said, I believe, you know, it'll take a bit before things change, but we have an interesting email. I live in downtown Seattle. We always have chemtrails and a Borg-like energy running everywhere. After I listened to your April 21st and 22nd shows, I've noticed no chemtrails in the sky for a few days. I've never seen the sky this clear before, especially today. So that's positive.
Yes, it is, yes. Very good.
And he has a request. If you would do, this might be, this might be a large one. Could you do a sample clearing to get rid of white supremacy energies that particularly attack black people?
I don't know. Right now, no. I'm trying to think.
That's like a curses, hexes, and spells clearing, maybe, Ron, right?
Yeah, it could be that one. It could be with genetic coatings of a body. It could be with shapeshifters in somebody. I mean, talking about it is much simpler than doing the clearing for that. So you'd want to do lots of clearings to release it.
Well, I think great that the person knows, has an understanding of that and knows that it's probably hurting and affecting him in some way so he can get rid of it.
Yeah, if you want to get it out of yourself.
Right.
So, I can't do much on that one right now.
Okay, and then he had a request also to clear the N-word and the word Africa. I don't know if you want to do that tonight or if that's something better done on the NATO barcode.
I could try that. So the N-word, here we go. Releasing that energy. And you don't have to, be of that race because it still could be with you from the past, okay? Your body could have genetics from Africa in you. So the N-word, here we go. Releasing that. And I have no clue when that N-word was actually formed and talked about. So here we go. So one, releasing it. Two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then Africa, I don't know if that's, I'll clear that, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I would say if you have an issue, regardless of skin color on either one of those energies there, you want to do a lot of timeline crashes that's inside of you. When I heard that, I was a little shocked because the N-word doesn't mean anything to me. And same with Africa, I don't relate to having a negative or positive charge on it whatsoever. It just works. So I thought that instantly maybe I might want to do the vol clearing. So we'll do that. So clearing the vols out of those two words. Here we go, releasing that program from you momentarily. So clearing the A, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A-E, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A-E-I, releasing the I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, O, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I guess there's no U, but you never know. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we do have another call this month. We have the Chateau removal call. I guess we could do that on the 28th of May. People were asking about that, too. So we actually have two special calls. We have the alien, their malfunctioning alien hardware, the Android hardware call. That's on the 21st. Okay. And then we're doing the other call for Shackles the week after, which is the 28th. So that's kind of up to you. I wanted to do the Android call mainly because it would be 2 weeks after the last one that we had. Then we have people also wanting to do the Shackle one. So that'll be the week after that. So we're going to have a busy busy week, people. Lots of healing this month. So back to you.
Right. And I just wanted to clarify something, Ron, because someone asked the last show I did about the slavery call, and really the slavery and shackle call are the same thing, correct? Or were you planning to do something different that's a specifically a slavery call?
The slavery and we'll just say they're the same, yes. Okay, so
okay.
The shackles, that does deal with slavery, although, you know, I could do a call for slavery, but I want to do shackles.
Okay.
So we'll just look at that as shackles, okay?
Okay. Great. Okay, here's a really great question. If we're enlisted, does that appear on our psychic billboard?
Boy, let's see here. It could. It definitely could appear there. Your psychic billboard resonates where you are with your thoughts, okay? And so, like I said, people who are enlisted, normally they feel stronger on the inside, maybe not as wimpy, and all of a sudden they feel like they have more self-esteem. So what's that going to be transmitting out on your billboard? That, you know, you're pretty good there, you know? You have a lot going for yourself, and you're not afraid of anything. So that could show up that way, even though what you're doing is not related here physically, because it's in another dimension, just pretty close to this one. That's where the aliens are coming in. They're going through dimensions, and we got them at the last doorway here. So back to you.
If you happen to be doing the psychic billboard clearing, could you put that in if you wanted it? If you wanted to feel like it's more apparent to people around you that you're really powerful in the now, in this body, you know, if you could type that in to the, you know, present on your billboard.
I guess you probably could. I don't see why not.
Okay.
Might not be a bad idea, but you should be emitting that, you know, from your energy field automatically. But you could do that. It's normally it's what you want to change too. You know, so you're already there. So where are you going to change from there? When you type it in, this is where you want to be, or this is where I am. What's the next step on that? Okay. You should be having it integrate with you. It should be your persona, what you're doing right now. So you should be able to automatically have it with you. So to me, there's no reason to do it, but you could. So back to
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Okay, somebody wrote in that, let me just get there, they are enlisted. And with Portugal, I'm with this country and my ancestors. They are protective and give me the necessary healings. We even talk in a sense. I am so much more in the moment and with myself. Thank you. Can you talk a bit about these friends? So are you familiar with the Portuguese people, Ron?
Not too much, no.
Okay.
There's so many out there that I don't know. I really can't talk much because I'm not associated with that. Most of the groups I'm not, okay? I do fix them when they get terminated, but as far as their energy, I really can't.
Okay.
So there's so many nations, there's, you know, a lot of, you know, there's over probably, what is there, like 150 groups or 200 groups of people, different venues out there. And then you probably also have ones that are mixtures of one particular race and another as they, you know, come together with the DNA, and those that we don't even talk about. So back to you.
Okay. I know a long time ago I heard there are 162 countries on Earth, but that may not be accurate anymore. That was maybe 15 years ago.
There's also other energies out there that, you know, could have, you know, that's right now. But what happens, you know, to races that are more pure in their energy maybe 1,000 years ago, you know, as opposed to a mixture of people now. So, you know, there's all different things. So if you are, like, in a group and you want to sample the energies, you know, what you're sampling now is what's probably unless you go back, you don't want anything brought forward. But typically, you're going to be dealing with a certain group, and like the person who wanted to be with the relatives, well, that's probably more recent. But if you want to be, say, with going back in history, let's just say that you're from Greece, and you go, I know what the Greek people are like now on, you know, this particular time. I want to go back to, the year 200 A.D. or something. And then you can go into that energy, maybe go into the Romans. And they're fighting, okay? And get involved with that. That might be a whole different energy. But I'll bring the Romans in, the Roman soldiers. This should be interesting because they almost feel like they're almost stronger than some of the Russians. I don't know. We'll see. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll just see how that feels. Maybe it's the armor that they have on them and stuff. We'll see if we get any comments there. So,
okay.
Little comment, the Russians go, they don't drink vodka. Anyway. So.
Well, since the a listener wrote in about Portugal like that, Ron, maybe we could bring in the Portuguese soldiers' energy, too.
Sure. Okay, here we go. This we did on the other call. We did last Friday and Saturday. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There they are for you. So let's continue on. Okay?
All right. Listeners are always so helpful to each other. So someone wrote in for that person that wrote in about the white supremacists that the organization affiliation clearing might be helpful also.
Very good. Yeah, that's very, very good.
That's a good idea because I'm sure this person's not actually signed up with them, but, good to disconnect from it anyway because it is, they do consider themselves an organization. Okay. Okay. Oh, somebody is making a request for the Terracotta Soldiers of China.
Oh, boy. Okay, I guess we'll continue on with this. I wasn't planning to do this again, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Very interesting. I really feel that energy. Thank you, listener. Actually, the same listener who's enlisted is asking, if you're injured while you're enlisted, what is the procedure for healing? Do you just request it, or do you need to do something?
Yeah, you won't even, I take care of all that stuff, so don't even worry. Just hopefully you're not a crispy critter in a million pieces. But if so, then it takes a little while to work. But anyway.
Okay. And someone is asking, what part of us is active with the soldiers? Is it our spirit?
Yeah, your spirit and your body. You could be up there completely bilocated just the way you are now with a uniform on or some type of spacesuit. So, yes, everything.
Okay. We had a couple of questions about healing, so this is two different people wrote in almost asking the same thing. Ron has an ongoing special, which is that any time you purchase a healing that costs $100 or more on his website, the next one is half off, and you can do that for yourself or someone else. So, for instance, you could do the death barcode clearing, then do your emotional body clearing, and that would be half off, depending on your age, I guess. And if you're 20, I guess it's not as important because your yours will be less. But people just want some clarification on that. So, and then it keeps going. So you do spend another $100, and the next clearing is half off. Okay. Someone wrote in to say, we talked about this on a few shows, and it's worth mentioning again because I know we have a lot of new listeners. Someone went out and bought the Reflectix, Ron, that you can put on your windows, I guess, under your bed, and it's a protective thing that a lot of people have found relief from attack from aliens by using it. So someone wrote in to say they bought it at Lowe's. It cost them $46 for the roll, and they've started using it, and they're going to report back, keep us updated on how it's working for them.
Why don't you spell that name? People could write it down. So in case they want to put it like on their headboard, maybe underneath their bed.
Right.
You know, some people put it on their ceilings. So it does work, and it'll give you some more peace. Whether I really can't say that it's going to get rid of EMF, cell phone tower stuff, but it does do something. So you'd have to buy a roll and try it. I know it comes like in a 2-foot high roll and a 4-foot roll. So, if you're interested in having an experience, to have it work well, it works good. So you can also, just stick it on your wall behind your bed. You know, that's what a lot of people do. Like I said, ceiling, maybe floor, underneath your mattress. If you put it on your body, it could also work, but, you know, it's going to be kind of hot for you, you know. You may even want to get some aluminum foil, possibly, and put it inside of a baseball hat or something, but, you know, you're going to be sweating now that it's summertime. But all that stuff works. So just give it a try, and it's R-E-L-E-C-T-I-X. I'll repeat that. R-E-L-E-C-T-I-X. And it doesn't weigh much at all for this large roll that you have when you get it. So, you know, they have it at Lowell's, I know. And it's normally in the location where they have water heaters. So, you know, you want to probably reference the name because the salespeople may take you to a whole different aisle with the foam boards and the fiberglass insulation. This is not that. So normally you put it around water heaters. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, I know we've talked about that on other shows, but it's great to always bring these things up again to remind people and also to let new people know.
Yeah, we actually have it on our top of our Jeep, side of our little Jeep on the roof. So that helps too.
Good.
Anyway.
Somebody wrote, I had the roll in my room, and as it was held up in front of me, I felt instantly much more peaceful. Nice stuff to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you. So we had a request for you, Ron, to again shrink wrap our energy for us. I don't know if you want to do that now or nearer the end of the show, maybe?
Near the end.
Near the end. Okay, before we do the mind heart drop, or maybe after?
Before it.
Okay. I will remember then to do that. Okay. I was wondering if cleared all those letters. Someone wrote in saying that the white supremacist group, you know, it's three, the letter K's. Could you clear the letter K for us?
Yeah, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there you go.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so someone's asking you to spell Reflectix again. Do you still have that in front of you, Ron, or... Here, I think I have it.
Okay, so it's R-E-L-E-C-T-I-X. ECTIX.
Okay, so that one listener said they got it at Lowe's. Someone else said they got it at Home Depot. Yeah, I think there's an F in there, Ron. It's R-E-F.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's correct. Okay, you want to spell it?
Okay. I think it's R-E-F. L E C T I X.
Great, great.
So it's the word reflect with an I X at the end. Okay, thank you, listeners. I remember I was tongue tied trying to tell people last time. Okay, and you're welcome. Okay, we have tons of emails here. I'm just getting to them. We have another recording that someone did for us of Ron doing the Out and In of Our Spirits, which we were going to do tonight, but now we're going to put off until maybe tomorrow night and do that on the show. But if anyone would like to have that as a recording, just send in a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Oh, and any questions that you have, I forgot to mention that tonight. Please send your comments and questions, testimonials, to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or just click on the fast chat and send a message in. So on the last show, someone asked about weight loss through the healings, and we got a lot of people chiming in with suggestions on that too, Ron. Someone said remove the poison and waste products and dead alien parts. That's on the alien attack page. So that's a really good suggestion. Someone else is wondering, would the removal of the alien android hardware possibly aid us in losing weight?
I would say that's a good possibility, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's a really good idea. And then somebody else, there's a couple of more suggestions that I think came in after Michelle was talking about it. Using the special waters for detoxing. And also on the alien attack page is clear food parasites, which is on option 4. And, of course, clear entities. Maybe that did come up on the other show. But clear entities for any hungry entities, or if there's a specific thing you're craving, that could be an entity too, and you could put that in specifically. So I just thought I'd follow up. No surprise that that got a big response. And okay. Okay, people are asking for the Spirited and Out recording, so we will send those out. Is there any kind of healing you'd like to do for us, Ron? Okay, Monday show.
Well, you know, you people should be doing the Be Here Now clearing and the Mind and Heart Drop, you know, all the time. You know, the Be Here Now has nothing to do with you saying anything, but the Mind and Heart Drop you can do without your computer. Those two are very important.
Right.
As far as the healing for people, I don't know. I'm kind of, I know they just answer questions and they keep doing things.
Right. Okay, someone is asking, Ron, how will I know when all the alien hardware is gone?
I don't know if you'd ever know, because you didn't know that you had it to begin with.
Right. I guess we're just going to have to go forward, you know, and notice that we're feeling better and that we're changed, because I certainly do feel it. So, okay, someone is asking, requesting this, but asking about it. Can we clear mirrors? Are they a portal for aliens?
I don't know. You could try that yourself, you know. I don't know about that one.
Okay.
So I would go online and, you know, see if you can find a clearing to clear it. I just don't know. I'll clear the word mirror. That'll do for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thanks so much, Ron. Okay, someone else wrote in that they're trying the Reflectix also. And someone just wrote in addition to the entity removal, the self-sabotage clearing is also good for help in losing weight. Someone wrote in, they put aluminum foil on their head inside of a winter hat, and even though, because it was chilly, and it helped a lot. Someone's talking about a man who used to wear a pyramid on his head. We now know they're alien technologies and not good for us. Well, I won't mention that name. But, I used to meditate under some kind of large, I guess it was like a pyramid type of thing. I've seen that at expos. And they slept really well under it, but they've learned that's probably not a good thing to do anymore, as so many of us have learned that we did things that were not so good for us. Okay. Let me go back here. Someone wrote in to say that in their neighborhood, and I think a lot of people have this, I know just what they mean, they have a sign for their neighborhood watch, like saying, this is a neighborhood watch area, but it's like an eye. So I notice when I walk that I am robotically controlled to view that sign. I avoid the program, and I notice that the symbol for it's actually an eye, not a human one. It's like a sideways-looking eye, maybe of some animal. So I know just what this person's referring to, and they feel like something in that is drawing them to look at it, like sometimes happens to us with certain digits. Does that feel like something off to you, Ron?
Yeah, it could be a keyword or something. That's a good observation on that.
Yeah, I can believe that would happen, that you'd always keep looking at the same thing. Okay.
Yep, uh-huh.
And someone else is asking, they did a healing for someone who occasionally smokes pot. Will the healing still work for that person?
Well, it'll work the one time that you did that, yes, uh-huh. Remember,
okay.
Healing's work in the now. So if you don't understand that, you have to keep working with the next now. I'm assuming the person, you know, thought they were addicted to pot. That's why they're doing the clearing. So, you know, one time is not going to stop the addiction. But you want to keep doing the clearing so that the person has a chance. They want to, you know, quit, do entities also. But just doing a clearing one time is not going to really fix much unless you go in there and start clearing it out or having the peer person clearing it. Maybe do the clearing every half an hour for a couple of weeks or something so that they can get some relief. And you want to do entity clearings too. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, and a listener, another helpful listener, wrote in to say that we can access the Spirit Out and In audio through the Fast Chat form under Reminders, and it has instructions on it, too. So, yes, I forgot to mention that. And it also will give you the New Earth transfer information with the username and password. So you can go to that anytime, and then, you know, we'll also send it to you. A couple of people have asked for that, so you can put it on your phone or whatever. So someone wants to know how to order the healing pictures, Ron. So maybe you could tell people what those are, in case we have new listeners, and then how to order them.
Yeah, we have a location on the website And you can see the different pictures that we have. We normally sell them at the expos. And I believe you just click on the picture or get the price on it, and you can use the donation button if you wish. And the whole thing is set up to work that way. And then you can also let us know through an email that you wish to have one. So either way, it works. I just need to know that the payment was, forthcoming, or you're doing it on the website, so we can check it out. And I will definitely need to have an address and your name to send it to. So it's pretty simple. And then once you get the picture, give me an email. Maybe say it takes about a week to get to you or something. And from there, I can give you a phone call. I'll need to have your phone number. We can set up an appointment so I can energize it for you. It will not be energized when you get it. So back to you.
Thank you. I recommend those very highly. They're wonderful. Okay, so someone wrote in a suggestion. The eye symbols can be cleared with the whole life signs and symbols is what I believe it's called, clearing. So that's a great idea. Thank you. And if you just describe it as the eye on my neighborhood watch sign. And also that Skin Aura has a clearing for things you've seen that you want cleared. It says seeing and vision or something like that, and that's a really great clearing too.
And as far as the pictures, the two that are mainly used for you, okay, would be the Merkaba one. And that one's pretty large. I don't know. I would say it's maybe, I'll guess, 10 inches square, basically. And then also the chakra one. So those two would relate to you. I would charge the Merkaba with your own particular energy so it can resonate back to you and keep you in balance. And the chakra one also is designed to put light into those energies, help you get released from the alien energies that are in your chakras. And then people also like to purchase the light beam pitcher to put that up to radiate peace, along with the light chip insignia. And then from there we have other pictures of the different masters and things, and those give you peace. If you're looking for something to help you, related to you, that would be the chakra and the Merkaba one. Those are the only two that we sell. That would be relating the energy back to you. The lightship insignia and the light beam pictures will bring in peace energy to you. So that's the difference on them. Some people ask, what's the difference here, Why do I want one more than the other? Well, if you want something to balance you, then you want to go to, those two. And I'd probably suggest, since you want to do your whole body energies, just get the Merkaba one. So back to you.
Okay, and someone wrote in, mirrors can be cleared in the location space clearing and in the object clearing. It appears as personal object activation at the bottom of the menu on the left-hand side on creationlightship.com. So thank you very much for that, listener. We appreciate you all with your participating. Okay. Clarification. Okay, I wanted to know if the first clearing we get is buy one, get one free, not get one half off. Okay, I don't know, Ron. Is it buy one, get one free?
No, you get one. No. I didn't know where that came from, no.
It's buy one, get the next one half.
Yeah, if it's $100 or more, and I put that out for people who typically are going to be using it with the whole lifetime clearing, so that their mate, their spouse, or whatever will be able to have the clearing, so you're both on the same page. So that's why that's up. If you do get a picture, just add on this here. It must be visible. You don't want to get a picture and put it, in your drawer and not use it. Just put it someplace so you can actually see it, on your refrigerator, on your bedroom wall or hallway or whatever, so that the energy can come to you. It needs to be seen and visible by you.
Right, right.
So that's cool.
Okay. Someone's asking for the web coat removal, which is in the Freedom Bundle, just asking for clarification for that and what is included in it. Are you aware, Ron, do you have that handy, rather, what's all in that clearing?
No, I don't have that.
Okay, I do. Just give me 1 second and I'll open that up. It's really a wonderful clearing. It does have the web coat, alien web coat removal. That's one. It has the alien abduction barcode removal. Hold on, I opened the wrong file. So I thought I would get that really fast. I'm sorry. I think it's a fabulous clearing. It really has done a lot for me, and I feel really good having it. And it's only $150, and all of the clearings are whole life. Here it is. Yes, the abduction clearing, the alien blood barcode, the alien slime disconnection, which has an option to do skin misting water on it, and, as I said, the alien web coat removal. So you get those four clearings. It costs $150, and they are good for life. They're all whole life, in other words, even though they might even say for present or something on them, but that's a really good option for people. Okay. We're getting very near the end of the show, but I guess it's not time yet to do the shrink wrap. Let me get a couple of more emails here. Okay. Okay. My body really felt that healing you did, and I think this was a week ago on Monday night's show, and my arm at first when I woke up felt weak and strange, but then after you did the alien release and got rid of those hydro hose things healing, it all went away. We don't know what we'd do without you, Ron. Thanks for getting all of this off of us. So, yes, thank you. We do appreciate getting all that alien hardware off of our bodies. Okay. And, someone's asking if you could talk a little bit about the harmonic frequency clearing and what that does for us, and what's, I don't know if we have that right now to tell people what exactly is on it.
Well, on the harmonics, you deal with even in odd harmonics, they're both, here on the earth, things that are discordant, out of balance would be odd harmonics, which would be the darkness energies. And even harmonics is what the light would produce, because everything is even, nothing bucks each other. To hear odd harmonics, just think of somebody playing a guitar where all the strings aren't in tune. So you know when you hear a guitar player, when they pick the guitar up, what do? They tune the guitar, the instrument, so that it's in harmony with itself. And that's why they're tuning it. And naturally, when it goes out of tune, the person playing it knows that, and they will change the string tension to make it so that it's in harmony with itself. So, and you've always, even a piano, sometimes you hear somebody playing a piano and it's not tuned right, and you kind of like cringe, and you don't really want to hear it. And so those are all odd harmonics, and your body will react to it. And so you don't want to have odd harmonics, because those energies do not promote healing, and that's basically it. So you want to have that clearing. I have people doing that clearing once a month because they need it. They know that they feel better afterwards, so it takes away what they've collected for the whole month. That would be unharmonic, and they get back into balance again. You even want to do it more frequently, but that's what people do after doing some clearings. So that one's very good. So is the magnetic twisted body clearing. What I'll do is a sample of the magnetic twisted body clearing. So we have 108 bodies, so I'll just say body number 50, 50, whatever that would mean. Don't know what it is, but we'll just use number 50. And I'm going to put that, I'll count to 100 to put it back into balance for you. So here we go. Remember, these energies can be out of sync. And so the easiest way to think about it is to, like, visualize looking down at telephone poles or a picket fence or something. And all of a sudden you see one of these things not, sticking out, or it's crooked or something. Well, that's the body that's not working right, in a sense, and your spirit cannot connect to it. So you could never expect to have a healing when one of those bodies, it takes one of them to be not hooked up properly so your spirit can connect to it. So I'm going to take number 50 body, whatever that means, and I'll count to 100, put it back into harmony. So here we go. So it'll be aligned with your spirit properly so it can work with that body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Some people are out quite a bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So if it was off quite a ways, you may feel more energy coming into your body. You may feel even warmer or have tingles. And I think our show, let's probably do one more question quickly here. I guess I have the people go to that archive show to do the in and out. So it would be easier that way for me right now so you can get more information about it. So we do one more maybe email, and we got about 3 minutes to go here.
Okay, so someone has a question about when we go to the light ship, and I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow night, Saturday, at the same time on BBS Radio at 7 p.m., is another radio show, and it includes a visit to Creation Light Ship. So if you can possibly get on that call, or that show rather, live, it's really worth it. Also tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time is the 4-hour ascension call, which includes a visit or trip to the light ship and healing and water charging. So the information about that is on the website. You still have time to sign up and join us on that call if you'd like to. So this person's question, Ron, is can they meet up with any deceased people while they're in quarantine on the light ship? Could they ask to be reunited with anybody on there?
No, it doesn't work that way. Everything on in quarantine is going to be bits and pieces of you, and there's no consciousness there for you to judge anything or to talk to anybody. So just think of yourself being puzzle pieces, and there's a few of those up there, and also working on the energies in your body, like we do on the 8-hour calls. And we integrate your spirit and your physical body parts, and we could call it part of your blueprint. Everything has a blueprint in it, but it's not going to be the whole you because the whole you may not be whole. So it's whatever we can get released from you and go out and look for the parts of you. So as far as communicating with people here, no, it doesn't exist. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop to to in the program here.
And could we do the shrink wrapping too, Ron?
Oh, shrink wrap, yeah. Okay, so we're now going to just, you can say out loud, I now command my body to take the energy that it's emitting and bring it right to my skin. So I now command my body to take the energy that my body is emitting, and that's like your auric field, and now bring it right to my skin. And right now that is done. And we'll do the mind to heart drop now. Here we go. So you now want to command your spirit. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Everybody, blessings, thank you, and have a wonderful evening. And hope to see you on the call tomorrow, which is our four-hour call, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific. And that would be 4 o'clock Eastern. And I'll probably do some enlistments there, too, for people who probably couldn't get on the weekly calls, but they can get on that one, and we'll do the enlistments there also. So blessings, everybody. See you later. Thank you, ladies. Bye.